Welcome to TLDM, Evangelistic Media Network. We are a 501c3 nonprofit parachurch organization located in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm your host, Dr. Driver. Join me in this episode of Sharing the Word. So happy to be here for another episode. We were talking about, in my last message, about the trials that we face as believers. And if you remember, if you were watching that particular episode, I explained that as a Christian, our job description is that we will suffer trials and tribulation. Now we can look at James chapter 1 and 1 Peter chapter 1 that we talked about, that trials and persecution will happen to a believer. And as we could see in these last days, with the political parties that are out there fighting against one another, one party calls another party, you know, fascist, racist, homophobic, and so on. And that's a lot of Americans that are being smeared and called these type of names. Now, as a Christian, we're going to be called a lot of names. They call Jesus Beelzebub, the prince of demons. So I don't want my life to be consumed, and I pray this is for you. I don't want your life, but I definitely don't want my life to be consumed about all the verbal attacks that I'm going to absorb, because I don't want to absorb it. They're going to call us hateful names. We're hearing it right now. And the Bible tells us that even our own brothers and sisters in Christ are being persecuted around the world for their faith. I think sometimes, as Christians in America, we think that because it's a land of the free, that we're not supposed to be attacked for our, I guess, religious beliefs, First Amendment. But I'm here to tell you, the devil's going to attack you. And if you don't pay attention to the things that are going on, you're going to find yourself being tripped up and operating in fear versus faith. Listen, my friends, as a believer, and I've been a believer for many, many years, a long time. I went to Catholic schools. I started my ministry, rededicated my life, if you will, back in 86, 87. I've been in ministry for over 35 years. When I look back of all the things I've been through as a believer in Christ, I suffered some trials and some persecution. But the good news is, those who do suffer trials and persecutions or tribulations, the Bible says, the mark of God is on you. Praise the Lord. But if we endure those persecutions, if we endure those testings, those trials, we receive the crown of eternal life that the Bible says is for those who persevere and endure. I'm not a quitter. I'm just not a quitter. And I hope, I really hope and pray that in the last days, the Bible says there's going to be a falling away, apostasy, if you will. And I hope and pray that those who claim that they are believers that are in my circle, those who say they are believers if they're family members, when the trials and persecutions get turned up with fire, as even 1 Peter describes, we're going to be tested by fire, like precious gold. But we're more precious than gold. You got to really hang on and persevere and endure that temperature. And so maybe we need to really get our minds set, get our minds set on the things that are coming upon the world. We need to get our minds thinking about what God told us was going to happen in these last days. Look, I get it. I don't like seeing what I see on TV. But you can't get away from the news. You can't get away from what the realities are at the gas pump. You can't get away from the prices that are high at the grocery store. There's a lot of trials going on in everybody's life. And yet, I still hear believers going, oh, whoa, 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 the sky is falling. And Jesus did get frustrated at his apostles for operating in fear. And I'm here to tell you, if you are operating in fear, you're not operating in faith. It's one or the other. Fear or faith. I'm going to choose to operate in faith because that pleases God. Because without faith, listen to me, without faith, it is impossible to please God. You must believe that He exists and that He is a rewarder for those who diligently seek Him. That's Hebrews 11, verse 6. So when we see the craziness, the evil, the wickedness, the crimes that are going on in our society, don't lose heart. Don't lose your faith. The Bible says that man will run to and fro because of the travail, the horror that is going on the earth. But we must hold on to our faith because that's all we have. And trust that God is going to get you through it. Now, we're going to be looking at 1 Peter again. And we're going to go into chapter 1 and how to prepare our minds for the things that are coming upon the world. The study of the mind is very pivotal for a successful Christian to be able to deal with the crises, the precarious nature of what's going on in the world. If your mind is not fertile, if your mind is full of, let's just say, nonsense, craziness, it's not healthy. You don't fixate your mind on the things of God. You don't seek first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness so that all things be added to you, Matthew 6:33. If you're not seeking the Lord and your mind is on the things of this world, according to 1 John, then you're going to struggle. If you are, I guess, bending one way, which is to the world versus bending to the right of God, you're going to be swept away. I don't like saying that, but the scriptures are very clear. Get your mind on Christ and not the things of this world. If your mind, listen to me, if your mind is fixated on the things of this world more than is God, you're going to be swept away. That's the scripture. And so when I read the word, and I preach this in our audio podcast as well, and I have to tell you, it is really, really difficult for some people to get a disciplined mind. And I always wonder, why is that? Now I get it. I was raised in a military home. You already know my testimony. For those that I'm proud of that, a family history of military people. But it taught me some things. It disciplined me. I'm very disciplined. I have a regiment in pretty much everything I do, including the Word of God. I can't go a day. I can't go several hours without stopping and reading the Bible. I just can't do it. Without the Word, I can't function. I got to get my mind on the things of God. I don't want my mind on the sin nature. I don't want my mind on the things of this world that's passing away. I want my mind on the things of God. I want to be like Christ. Remember, I talked about being an imitator of Jesus. And Jesus always endeavored to please the Father in heaven. That was his goal. That was his mission. It should be yours as well. My friends, I know that the realities that we are living in today, I am really saying, thank you, Lord, for testing my faith. Count it all joys, my brothers. Count it all joys, my sisters, when you are tested for your faith. Those trials are important so that we can be more like Christ. So we have to get our minds really thinking differently, that this is part of a process to be more like Jesus. We have to go through these trials. And I'm praying. I am really praying for a lot of loved ones. I'm praying for a lot of people I work with, people I minister with, that they will develop a solid, reformed mind. So we're going to take a break and go into more detail right after this. On this is where I'm at. I was so focused, and sometimes, you know, when you're producing or delivering a message on television, you got so many minutes, you can hear the Holy Spirit saying, say this, do this, and I'm like, oh Lord, we got so much time to get this message out. And I thank you for being patient with me. I thank you for listening and watching as well, because this is also being broadcast on our audio podcast. So I thank you for listening and watching Sharing the Word. You can watch Sharing the Word on Pandora and Spotify. They have the ability of, I guess, broadcasting it not only all over the world in Pandora land and all over the world on Spotify. It's on audio and video. iHeartRadio, we're on there. We're on Galilee TV, which is a TV channel. And we're on this great network, the Now Network, this great family. So I am so honored. I'm like a little kid, happy. I'm like, oh, I'm in a candy store. I'm just so happy and praising God that we are ministering to the world the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so, my friends, the Bible is telling us, prepare your minds for battle. Get the junk out of your mind and get your mind on Christ. Get your mind on the things of God, and you will have victory over the things of this world. So the mind is everything. What we allow to play in our head, our past, our present, what we watch, what we see, we allow certain things to play in our head. We allow Satan to go, rah, 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 and you just got to tell Satan, get behind me. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Get behind me. So we have the authority, we have the power to put Satan under our feet and say no more, and I'm going to make my mind sharp. I'm prepared for battle. As a military man, I guess I've always been on what they call alert. We are a people that are prepared to defend. So as a believer, you are a soldier. Listen to me. You all are soldiers in God's army. Praise be to God. I just go, wow, I'm a soldier in God's army. I guess I'm never retired in the military. I'm still in the military of God. The Lord of heaven's armies. That's who I serve. So, let's get back to the reading of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1, starting in verse 13. He says, therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. Now, he's telling us, prepare your minds for action. I said, prepare your mind for battle. You know, if you don't have the Word of God in you, in your mind, meditating on the things of God. Now we go to scriptures and look at the mind. Think of things that are pure, lovely, and gracious. Anything worthy of praise, think of these things. That's Philippians 4:8. I get that. That's beautiful. You know? And if we look at what the Bible says in Romans 8, starting in verse 5 through 8, and 5 through 9, those verses, it talks about the mind on the carnal flesh and the mind that is on Christ. Galatians talks about the battle between the flesh and the spirit. So we have to get our minds prepared for battle. And one of the things I would say is read the word and meditate on the word. Meditate on God's word. If you can do that, memorize a scripture verse, memorize chapters of the Bible, know where they're at. You'll be able to have victory over a lot of things that are coming at you. And if you can do that, my friends, listen to me. If you can just meditate on one verse a day and then use it in your mind, put illustrations and stories to it. Like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If you can say that, that's Philippians 4:13. If you can do all these things in your mind, the devil can't penetrate. That's being strategic. You have to be really strategic thinking and be able to be tactical to attack the devil back when he's coming at you. That's what I love about Jesus in the wilderness. When he told the devil, it is also written. It is also written. Turn this stone to bread. And Jesus said, it is written. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That's Matthew 4, verse 4, or Luke 4, verse 4, for those who look in the Gospels. But here's the point. Get your mind on the Word of God, and Satan will struggle tempting you. God will test you. Satan will tempt you. But if you know the Word will truly set you free. I'm telling you, you'll have victory beyond victory when you know the Word of God. The Holy Spirit brings to life the Word. And when you have that word and that power of the word, it never returns void, according to Romans. So you can tell Satan, you know what the word says, Satan? It is written. It is written. Quote the scripture. Jesus didn't quote verbatim. He said, it also is written, you shall worship the Lord your God. It is also written, because God's word is pure. God's word is holy. It's a live actor. sharper than a double-edged sword. That's Hebrews 4, verse 12. I mean, you can just know the scripture verses and just tell Satan, hey, the Bible says, the Bible said, quote it. Satan goes, ugh, I can't defeat him. Then he looks for an opportune time to come and get you. My friends, when you are under attack, tell yourself this one thing. Just tell yourself this. I am a child of God. Number two, I am in God's army, and we already have the victory through Jesus Christ. You're victorious. You're not defeated. Satan knows you're victorious. That's why he attacks you. So when you know the trials that you're going through, it's because you're in a spiritual war. That's what it all comes down to. If you know spiritually you're in warfare, it's part of, again, the job description. You are enlisted or commissioned in God's army. If you're a preacher, teacher, the gospel of Jesus Christ, you're one of those type of soldiers. You have to just say, this is life as a believer. But you have the victory. I don't serve a defeated, I do not serve a defeated Savior. I don't. He conquered death, hell, and the grave. He rose from the dead. Jesus Christ is coming again. Amen. So let's go on. So he says, let me just start again in verse 13 again. Okay. He says, therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled, set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. Jesus Christ has given us so much. He said, I'm sending you the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is in you. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So it's almost like every time I go into battle in my mind, I get stories in the Bible. I look at Joshua. I look at David facing Goliath. I look at Gideon with his men of 300. I can go on and on. I look at Samson, you know, ripping a door, a gate off a town and carrying that out and defeating people with a jawbone of an ass. I mean, come on. God is amazing. And you have victory because God said you have the victory. Don't run in fear. I mean, come on, don't run in fear. I knew the power of our military when I was serving. And I was not worried one bit who our opposition was. I served in the Air Force enlisted, and I served in the Navy as an officer. I've been on two aircraft carriers. I've seen some things in my military career, and I stood there proudly going, I serve in the military because I know we have the greatest military in the world. And I'm here to tell you this. You can see that with all the exercises and all those little partners that you have out there and doing some, you know, some drills out there in the water or wherever you're at. And you know you're great. You know, you have your allies with you, but you know you're the leader. You're the example. It's the same thing in God's army. You know you're great because God is greater than anything out there. So you're great because he's great. You're his son. You're his daughter. You're great. You're powerful. You're going to do greater things than what Jesus did. The Bible says you'll do greater things than Jesus did. That's why he had to go back to heaven. That's why he gave you the Holy Spirit. You're going to do greater things than what he did while he was on earth. I mean, this in the Word. I mean, look, Mark 16 says, these are the five things that will accompany those who believe. In my name, they cast out devils, speaking tongues, poison won't bother them. You know, lay their hand on the sick and they'd be made well. I mean, you can look at all the things you have in the power of the Holy Ghost, and you're going to go, oh my goodness, there's Satan and the demons. No. Tell the demons, get out of here in Jesus' name. I plead the blood to cover me. I plead the blood over my household. I plead the blood of Jesus over my wife, my children, my grandchildren. I plead the blood to cover them. Why? Because there's nothing stronger than the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen? My friends, we don't have much time on this subject right now, but I will continue talking about facing our adversary with a sound mind. And I want to say again, nothing can defeat the power of the blood of Jesus. In his name, there's no name under heaven given amongst men in which we must be saved. Do not be afraid of your adversary, the devil. I was not afraid of any adversary that was against the United States of America because I was in the greatest military of the world. So when you're on a ship in the Gulf, it didn't matter what your enemies were thinking or doing, you knew you could defeat them. I went to bed in my rack, in my stateroom, and I was not worried about it. So I want you to think the same way as a believer in Christ. You can go to bed at night knowing Satan cannot defeat you. God is in you. God is surrounding you. The angels of heaven are around you. The blood of Jesus covers your house, covers your bedpost. You are protected because you are a child of God. So my friends, get your mind on that reality and nothing will trip you up. Join me again on another episode of Sharing the Word.